T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's the difference in last night's Yankees-Astros game. Both teams made mistakes. One team took advantage of the mistakes. The other team didn't. It's as simple as that. Because right out of the gate, and I think it's on Jacoby Ellsbury, I mean, you're asking Starlin Castro to make a very difficult catch in short center field. Ellsbury's not aggressive enough. They basically hand Josh Reddick second base, so they give him a one-out double. And even after getting Altuve out, Carlos Correa, who seems to hit a lot of home runs at Yankee Stadium to right center field, or at least that's just my memory, hits that home run to take advantage of what was a defensive miscue. And on the other side, the Yankees really didn't take advantage of the Astro miscues. They get a gift when Gurriel just drops like the easiest throw to first base on a ground out.
And then a catcher's interference.
Right, and that's how they got the run. Yep. Jacoby Ellsbury, who's about to be the all-time catching interference king.
I was stunned when I heard it. Pete Rose has the record with 29?
Yeah, and think about it.
I didn't even know that until I heard that last night.
Well, it started to get a little bit of attention last year because Ellsbury kept doing it like every other week.
Right,
he would be called,
right.
There would be a catcher's interference, and it occurred in a pretty big spot because it gave the Yankees a run. Problem was, they couldn't take advantage of it. Gary Sanchez grounds out. Then in the sixth inning against Keuchel, they get the first two guys on base.
And Starlin Castro, by the way, hit a bullet that I thought was out. That hit the wall, and he settled for a single.
You know what? Wouldn't have mattered because Keuchel bared down.
No, he struck out the side.
Yeah, struck out the next three guys.
Said he wasn't impressed.
By who?
By Keuchel.
Well, Keuchel for four innings was untouchable, right?
Untouchable.
His pitch count was low.
He's
hitting his spots. He looked great. He started to become a little bit more human in the fifth inning and a little bit more human in the sixth, and the Yankees started to make him work, and they made him throw
a
lot of pitches. Because after four innings, his pitch count was like 42.
Yep.
The fact he only went six is actually surprising, but the Yankees really made him work in the fifth or sixth. But he bared down when he needed to, especially in the sixth inning when he K'd Judge, Headley, and Gregorius back to back to back.
Yep, no doubt about it.
And then another opportunity is when Chris Devensky comes in, who's being used in a way in which I think every team would love to have like a converted starting pitcher and throw like two, three innings out of him. But he comes in and stunningly walks the leadoff hitter. The guy had walked like three guys all year long. Yankees can't take advantage of that. And really not until the ninth inning when they rallied against Ken Giles. And it looked off the bat when Sanchez hits that single that, oh my God, they're going to tie this game. And Ellsbury's waved around, but because A.J. Hinch made the right move, Marisnik makes the perfect throw home. And the Yankees lose the game on a walk-off outfield assist.
Outfield play at the plate.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. But that really, until the ninth inning, they just didn't take advantage enough of the opportunities that were handed to them.
Yeah, no, they definitely did not. And I'll tell you what, looking at the – watching you, I mean, Houston is loaded. That's a loaded team. I mean, they really are. I knew Beltran was there. I didn't realize that Beltran and McCann were in Houston.
Yeah, they traded McCann to him during the offseason, and they've got both Evan Gattis and Brian McCann who can catch. Beltran has not had a great year.
No,
Carlos Correa is starting to heat up. Altuve's Altuve.
Yep.
They have a very good lineup.
George Springer.
They have a solid rotation led by Keuchel, who's back to being the Cy Young guy.
Yep.
And they have a really good bullpen. I don't trust Ken Giles.
They're a good team.
But they have Will Harris, who's had a good year. Gregerson's kind of up and down. You saw Devensky yesterday.
No, they're a good team.
They're a good team, and the Yankees went toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah.
They just couldn't break through.
The Yankees are a good team, though. Let's be honest. They're a good team.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing, too. Even if they lost the game, you got to be – Pineda pitched well last night. I mean, you got to be happy with what you got from Pineda. I mean, he's been much more better than not so far this year.
Yeah, and I thought what was impressive with him, you know, he gives up the home run to Correa, which is a big blow early, especially against Dallas Keuchel. And I understand, like we mentioned, the play should have been made by Ellsbury.
Sure.
You don't have to give up a home run. But I thought he showed a lot of poise getting himself in and out of a couple of jams, specifically that sixth inning when Altuve lit off with the double, and he got out of it. He was able to fight through it and at least keep them in the game and keep this thing close.
Yep, no doubt about it. Tough loss for the Yankees, but, you know, still 21-11, still playing very good baseball. Who's pitching for the Yankees? I know McCullough's for Houston. Who's pitching for the Yankees today? The kid is pitching, Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery,
Right. And, of course, in Milwaukee tonight, we get to see Matt Harvey.
The return of Matt Harvey.
And how about this familiar thing? I mean, I didn't even realize. I woke up this morning, and I didn't know about this even until this morning. I mean, it's unbelievable this situation. I mean, and he may have the same thing that that Harvey had, right?
Yeah,
his thoracic syndrome.
Yeah, he's going for more tests today, so we'll get more details. Here's the bottom line. Hopefully he's okay long term, but they're not going to have Jairus Familia. Let's face the reality.
Of course not.
Now, I'm not going to downplay it. It's a big blow. But with that said, losing Syndergaard and losing Cespedes to me is worse than losing Jairus Familia.
Yes.
Now, does this put a lot of pressure on Addison Reed and Hansel Robles and Jerry Blevins and everybody else? Absolutely. And I'll tell you another guy that puts pressure on, a guy like Rafael Montero, because we have seen it with Dellin Betances, with Jairus Familia, with Mariano Rivera, with a lot of guys, failed starting pitchers becoming weapons out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. I know he's young. Maybe it's too early to say this. Joe, he looks like a failed starting pitcher. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, okay.
He looks that way.
I'll give you that. Yes.
So maybe it's time.
He hasn't
done
anything as a starting pitcher yet, so I would agree with that.
Oh, he's done a lot. He's done a lot of walks.
Well, that's what I mean.
A lot of hits.
You know, he hasn't done anything good.
I don't think he's had
anything good.
I don't think he's even had one, like, decent start.
Well.
So maybe Montero's got a live arm, could put it all together out of the bullpen. Because it's a long list of guys. Andrew Miller was supposed to be the next Randy Johnson. That's what he was supposed to be. He was a failed starting pitcher. Now he's one of the best relievers in baseball. Obviously, Montero is unlikely to be any of that. But they need guys like that to step up. And that's what happens when you have a ton of injuries. And the injuries are piling up. It seems like it's getting worse every single day. But they just need to find guys out of the bullpen to give them outs. And here's the other thing. Oh, how about this crazy idea? How about the starting pitchers go deep into games?
Starting with Mr. Harvey tonight. I mean, I am very curious to see how he pitches tonight. This is a huge start for Matt Harvey. I need to see something from this guy tonight. I really do.
And by something, you mean
Yes, I don't mean three runs in six innings. I mean like a real stellar start. How about that?
Absolutely. And here's what it comes down to, because they're going to miss Familia probably for the entire season. Jake DeGrom, Matt Harvey, Robert Gazelman, Zach Wheeler. Not only do these guys have to be good, they have to go deep into games.
Yeah, yeah.
It matters more now than ever.
Yeah.
It matters more now than ever. That's what they need if they're going to overcome this. I'm not burying their season.
No.
You know why I'm not burying their season?
Why would you?
Well, some people have. I've heard
already.
They won the
500 after they were five games. They won eight of the last 12. They won four straight series, and they're doing it with Syndergaard out, Cespedes out. Now Familia is going to be out. How could you bury the season?
I'm not saying
you are. I'm just saying.
This is the truth. If the New York Mets can get to September two games above 500, they got a shot to get one of these two wild card spots. Now, are they going to win the division? It's unlikely right now. They're just not as good as the Nationals.
No.
They're just not. As much as I think the Nationals appear to be gutless, as bad as their bullpen is, like the Met bullpen may still be better than the Nat bullpen. It is. The Met bullpen is actually still better than the National bullpen. That's how much of a mess it is.
Right.
But now they may compete over acquiring an arm come the trade deadline. But this league is so bad that if they can just play 500 ball, they could be in a wild card race.
Yeah.
And if you can get to that wild card game, you never know.
I'm still not totally conceding the division to Washington either. I'm sorry. I'm not yet. I mean, not like the 12 games out of first. I'm not completely doing that yet.
I'm not conceding it. I'm just saying the Nationals are a much better team.
They're better.
They're just better.
I'll give you that, but I'm still not conceding.
Like right now, the Nationals are better than the Mets in every aspect with the exception of their bullpen.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And they have a better rotation.
Yeah,
they have a better offense.
They're hitting better. Yeah, I'll give you that.
They're just better. And they're healthier, obviously.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. Baseball's a funny game, right? Anything can happen. But you got to remember that this wild card spot may only take 86 wins, 85 wins.
Right.
And at least this team has experience overcoming all of this because they had to do it last year.
Indeed.
But it was.
I need to see Harvey tonight be good. Real good.
Oh, absolutely. It's
real
key.
Real good.
It's key.
Yep.
They need these guys to be good. And, you know, Ernie is a pain in the rear end because I'm driving home and I get a text.
From Ernie.
And here's the text. How would you interpret this? If you got
driving
a message.
Home after work, you mean?
What was that?
After work, you were driving home?
Yes, after work, I was driving home.
No, I don't know. I don't know where you were coming. Maybe you were driving home last night. I don't know.
No, you're right. It was right after work, so I got back 2:30, 2:15. I get a text from Ernie.
Right.
It says, sorry about Jerry. Now, my first reaction was, Recco was fired.
Right.
That was my first
reaction.
My second reaction was, Blevins got hurt.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's a big blow. Right. Guy's been great. Right. Here comes Smoker. So I quickly go online.
And you find out about Familia.
And I find out about Familia. Yeah. And I'm like so stunned
Honestly, I didn't even know about this morning. I played golf yesterday. I watched the golf. I watched the Yankee game last night. you know, most of the Yankee game. And I didn't even know about Familia until I got up this morning and heard the update from Harris Allen.
What was your reaction? Were you like, you know what?
A little bit. I mean, I wasn't like, you know, wasn't like as upset as I was about Syndergaard or Cespedes. But, yeah, it was more of, why not?
Pile on.
That's what it was. It was like more like, why not?
You know why I think that you should, like, the feeling doesn't sting as much as Syndergaard and Cespedes? Because Familia's been awful.
Right. That's right.
Like, yesterday, we were talking.
That's exactly right.
We were talking about how we can't trust him. That's what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I think Joe and Clark was the guy who said, hey, when do you flip-flop Addison Reed for Jameis Familia?
Right.
Well, there you go.
He's flip-flopped.
You got that. Well, the problem is you got the flip, but you don't have the flop because who's the eighth inning guy? Hansel Robles and Jerry Blevins. See, I'm afraid Jerry Blevins is going to get exposed very soon. I'm afraid of that. He's off to a great start.
To me, Jerry Blevins is a left-hand specialist. That's really what
But lately, they've been asking him to do a little bit more than that at times.
They have.
That's what scares me.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.